It's always hoped that when God's word is taught, it's heard and lived by remembering it. Now, that last part is what discourages many people, remembering. People who hear, of course, want to remember what they hear. But when they see a pastor rattle off scripture verse after verse off the top of their head, that can be discouraging. Cause those who are seeking God's word to wrongly believe, I'll never be able to do that. I'm here to tell you that you can. Eventually. It does take time, takes study, takes repetition. Pastors you see and hear, they didn't come to that Bible knowledge overnight. Instead of being discouraged by those pastors, learn from them. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Might be asking, well, why should I know his word? Because it's your one and only way to know Jesus, who is your one and only way to know God. Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, I'm not saying that you need to memorize the entire Bible today. I'm not even suggesting that you start with something like Psalm 119 or even the lengthy prayer of Jesus in the garden before his capture, which you can and really should study. That's in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Those are goals you can progress to over time. I want to share with you some of the short verses in the Bible that deliver important understanding, which you, I think, can easily remember. Let's start with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Ready? Rejoice always. Told you we're keeping it short. We're being reminded to always be encouraged and faithful no matter what we're confronted with, knowing that God's love and grace is always going to be protecting us. Now we go to John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. This reminds us that while on earth, Jesus took on all that was human. In this instance, Jesus felt sorrow over the death of his friend Lazarus, who of course Jesus then raised from the dead. The two words in that verse teach us that Jesus not only knows what we experience, but how we experience it. Turning next to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, we read, God is love. Straight and to the point, but not for everyone. This verse reveals to us that the love of God is total, complete, and as his children, ours should be too. Yet there are some who call themselves Christian, but show, let's call it limited love. They withhold their love from someone who's different than them or someone they disagree with. While we all fall short, as Romans chapter 3, verse 23 teaches us, limited love just adds height to your fall. All right, let's stretch things out a bit by going to Psalm chapter 84, verse 11. No good thing does he, God, withhold. Now, this is a fantastic verse to grow your understanding of God's word with. If you're asking in prayer and not receiving, are you truly asking for what is good in God's eye? Is the time right, and are you ready to receive what you're asking for? Further reading and study will get you to those answers. All right, one more. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, meaning God, but I must decrease. What this is saying is to have more of God become more of you, you need to remove more of the old you. Best way to begin that cleansing process is through the study of his word. So use what I've shared with you today as you start. You may be surprised. You will be blessed.